Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're diving into a topic that's often overlooked in fatherhood, self-care. Many of us pour ourselves into our families, our jobs, our leadership, often at the expense of our own well-being. But what if taking care of yourself is one of the most impactful things you can do for your family? Let's discuss the ripple effect of self-care in fatherhood. Prioritizing self-care as a father matters profoundly for several reasons. First and foremost, it allows you to be more present and patient with your children, enhancing the quality of your interactions. Moreover, by taking care of yourself, you're modeling important life skills for your children, teaching them the value of self-respect and personal health. Additionally, self-care equips you to handle the emotional demands of parenting more effectively. It helps you regulate emotions and reduce stress, creating a calmer home environment. Lastly, when you're at your best, you can engage more fully with your partner and children, strengthening family bonds and creating a more positive atmosphere at home. So, how can we incorporate self-care into our busy lives as fathers? Let's start with scheduling it. Put self-care activities on your calendar and treat them as non-negotiable appointments. Next, start small. Begin with just 10 to 15 minutes a day dedicated to yourself, gradually increasing as you see benefits. Garden, go for a walk, hit the punching bag, sit down at the typewriter. Something for you that charges you up and lets you unwind. Another effective strategy is to incorporate mindfulness practices. Short meditation or deep breathing exercises can significantly reduce stress and increase your presence. You don't have to be a guru or some sort of meditation master to do this. You can just sit in the corner or go for a walk outside, or even when you're at the dinner table and everyone's throwing food on the floor and crying, just kind of breathe and smile and be there in the moment. It's also crucial to maintain interest outside of parenting. Hobbies can help keep your identity balanced and provide a source of personal fulfillment. Lastly, don't forget physical health. Regular exercise and proper nutrition are foundational to overall well-being and can dramatically improve your energy and mood. If you've got kids, you know this. You know this for yourself, for your kids, and for your spouse. People who haven't eaten are grumpy jerks, and they're going to fail at being mindful and fail at taking care of themselves in the bigger picture. So that's why Dad always packs a bunch of sandwiches for the airport, for the park, whatever it is. Take care of your physical health. Your next step is to actively incorporate self-care into your routine this week. Here's a simple plan. First, identify one self-care activity you enjoy and schedule it into your calendar for at least 15 minutes 3 times this week. And honestly, that's not enough. Just go ahead, put it on the calendar every single day. Next, have a conversation with your partner or a close friend about the importance of self-care and how you can support each other in prioritizing it. Help them help you articulate how you can take care of yourself and what it is that you really need and want to get in regularly in your life to be a healthy and whole person. Finally, start a brief self-care journal, noting how you feel before and after taking time for yourself each day, as well as making lists of things you want and don't want in your life. At the end of the week, reflect on these experiences. How did prioritizing self-care affect your energy levels, patience, and overall mood? What challenges did you face, and how can you overcome them? Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's a necessary investment in your family's well-being. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that self-care is not a luxury, but a crucial part of being the best father you can be.